Well, a terrific night last night for the Kiramar David Eustace team, and Annabelle Neesham looks after the Warwick Farm stable for the gents. Annabelle, well done on the big group one.
Yeah, it was a great result, and she's obviously been unlucky, or at least the bridesmaid at that top level as a two-year-old, so it was great to get a win, especially at that weight for age level.
Big team effort this one, isn't it? I mean, to just watch them, I guess, like you would have last night, but she just did it so strong. Craig Williams gave her a great ride.
Yeah, it was a brilliant ride. Probably didn't expect her to jump as quickly into stride as she did, but once she got into that spot, I think we were pretty confident from there on.
You got a couple of nice runners today, Annabelle, and Anders in the first today, not a single doubt colt. He showed lovely improvement from one trial to the next.
Yeah, he did. We've really liked this colt all along. It's sort of disappointing, really, in that Breeders' Plate trial. We thought he'd trial a lot better, but he actually did have a couple of excuses. So probably draw a line through that and go off his second trial. That's more like him based on his track work at home.
Okay, he continues to train on from that second trial?
Yeah, he does. He bounced through that. He's a very sound horse. He's a beautiful type. He's just one of those two-year-olds that keeps doing better and better while he's in work. He puts on condition, handles his work well, and we've even got him down to the beach a couple of times. But, he's an easy horse to train so far.
Okay.
We're just watching the trial on TV, Annabelle, last trial back on October 18th. The horse just really wanted the bound, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. We thought Johnson just get him in a nice rhythm, because I think he sort of held his breath a bit the first trial, but he got him in a nice rhythm, and he's got a massive style on him. So I think, today he's obviously drawn to do no work. If he can get out the machines quickly and Jason can just get him in that nice rhythm, then he should go very close.
The filly you got in today in the Bondi Stakes, Kuwirup, she wasn't far off from there in the Stan Fox.
No, she wasn't. She's going to need to improve to win this. But I thought she held up a little bit, had a little bit of a bump at the top of the straight in the Stan Fox. If it wasn't for that, she might have been in the placings. But she's drawn a little bit awkwardly, but it probably suits her running style. She'll be in the second half of the field. And if Gerald's horse and the Waterhouse horse take each other on, there might be good speed. Hopefully that'll see her run home strong, mate.
I suppose there's high hopes for... You've got runners in Melbourne. I'm not going to ask you about all of them, but I suppose there's high hopes for Humidor there today.
Yeah, there is. I don't think there's been any scratchings in the Cox Plate, unfortunately. He should go very close in the Mooney Valley Cup. There's a couple of others. There's a two-year-old there that I know the team really like, called Ideas Man. Mm-hmm. And probably at the bigger odds, there's a filly called Bronski Girl. She's in the William Crockett. Her work was really good at the Valley on Tuesday. So I think she's definitely got an equally star. I know she's only coming off a Donald win, but the team had a bit of success with horses going from Donald onto bigger and better things. That horse thought of that. Won a cool field off the back of a Donald win. So I think she's a bit of value there.
Okay, yeah, $23. So we'll have a look at her. Good luck with them today.
All right, thank you.